is paid on the one banner. Today is the 16th day of the blessed month of Tuba. May God in goodness and renew it in peace and tranquility while our sin and iniquities forgiven through the tender mercy of our Lord, my Father, my brethren. Amen. Today, on this day of the year of 20 of the martyrs, Saint Philotheus was martyred. His holy father was born in the city of Antioch to pagan parents with Philotheus when was 10 years old. His father asked him to worship the bull that they worshipped. He refused, and his father left him alone, for he loved him. As for Saint Philotheus, because he was so young, he thought that the sun was God. The sun addressed the sun and said to it, "If you are God, tell me." He heard a voice saying, "I am not God, but I am a servant of God, whom you will know, and you will shed your blood for his name's sake." When God saw the integrity of the saint's heart, he sent his angel to inform him of the creation of the world and the incarnation and of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of mankind, and Philotheus' heart rejoices. He started to fast, pray, and give alms to the poor. A miracle took place with the prayer of his descent to his parents. They believed in the Lord Christ and received the holy baptism. God granted him the gift of healing the sick, and his fame became well known until it reached Emperor Diocletian. He brought the saint and ordered him to offer incense to the idols, but he refused. The emperor tried with promises and threats, but he did not change his resolve. He severely tortured him and finally ordered to behead him. Thus he received the crown of martyrdom. There are two churches after his name. The first in El Nagamish Monastery, district of Awal-e-Tuk East, the diocese of El Baliana. The second church is located in the village of Etfa, district of Suhag, the diocese of Suhag. Other churches were built after his name. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, amen. On this day also the year 515 of the martyrs, Pope John the IV, the 48th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. He was born in the village of Abu Sir, and he became a monk in the monastery of the Saint Macarius. After he spent many years in worship, asceticism, studying the Holy Bible, and contemplation, Pope Michael, the 46th Pope, ordained him a priest for the Church of Saint Mina and entrusted him to shepherd its congregation. He exerted a great effort in performing his duties. When his predecessor, Pope Mina, departed, the bishop of the priests and the archon of the Alexandria convent for 3 days, preserving in prayer and fasting, then cast out which fell on the monk John. They consecrated him patriarch on the 16th day of the Tuba, year 493 of the martyrs. He had a great interest in teaching his flock and visiting them. He entrusted his disciple Mark to care for the poor and needy. During his days, there was a severe famine, and many poor from every denomination gathered every day at the door, and he satisfied their needs. This Holy Father commanded to build many churches and renovate what was ruined. When he finished his good endeavor, he knew the day of his departure. For he told his dead priests, "I was born on the 16th of Tuba and was also consecrated Pope on the name of the same day, and on this day also I will depart from this world." He also commanded that his disciple Mark to be the patriarch after him. Then he departed in peace. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.